know. What about, what's a nub?
On down along the river there, they have what you call knobs.
Uh-huh.
But when it's close to a mountain and as high as this one is, they are called mountains.
Oh, so do you say you are living on Little Mountain?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Is this near the top of it?
No.
Forgive my ignorance, but
I would say we're at the foot.
I see.
Foot of Little Mountain.
Uh-huh. But you're up above the knobs, and you're higher.
Now, the knobs are not too near a mountain.
Uh-huh.
If they are close to a mountain or so many thousand feet above sea level, they're called mountains.
Uh-huh.
But when they're not connected in there, just... you can see as you drive on out, you'll see these high places.
Uh-huh.
They are called knobs. It's,
uh-huh.
They're not as high, though, as mountains. They have to be, I don't know.
But you're really up higher than the knobs,
than
the top of the knobs.
Now, over here on, it's not the top of the mountain, but it's kind of a bench. It runs off now. It's 5,000 so many feet above sea level. They had it posted over
mm-hmm.
there. And of course we're down what you would call foothills.
Mm-hmm. But the is that part of the Holston Mountain?
Well, there's a large area in there between the Holston and
Little Mountain.
Well, I wouldn't know just exactly how far it is across there to the number, but then there's a little land lying in there, you know,
uh-huh.
a creek.
I see.
It runs out.
Between two mountains, where you can travel between two mountains, what do you call that?
Valley?
Yeah, well, this would be just something like you could get through from, you could pass through between two mountains. You know, maybe up in the mountain itself, where you go over the top of the mountain.
You mean the summit of the mountain?
Well, up there, like, I was thinking something like a gap or a pass or a notch.
Yes, there'd be gaps. That would be a lower place
uh-huh.
in the mountain.
Yeah. You would never use the term notch.
I've never heard it used.
You ever use the word notch for anything? How would you use that word?
Notch?
Yeah.
Well, now, people used to use that a lot in measuring.
Mm-hmm.
They'd measure off so many feet and then notch it there. So
okay.
Something like building a log building.
Uh-huh. I see, for a, like a benchmark or something.
Yeah.
You know, I see.
That was used.
And if you're up in the mountains and you if there's a sheer drop, you might call that a, you know, where the mountain suddenly drops off very sharply.
No, I hardly know what you
would. Would you ever use the term either cliff or rock cliff for something like that?
Oh, yes, if it was a cliff.
Now, how does a cliff differ from the way I was explaining it?
Well, now, cliff is mostly rock.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be probably a little topsoil on the rock with the little scraggy bushes and
uh-huh.
things growing.
Did you know if I smoked?
No,
I'm not ahead. Okay. You care for it?
No, thank you. I don't smell.
A place where boats stop and freight is unloaded.
Well, barge?
Yeah, well, that's a barge would be unloaded at one of these things.
Shipping port or?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of something like a dock or a pier or a wharf.
Well, of course, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, which of those is?
Well, I would say dock is used the most.
You know the other word? I mean, you're familiar with the other words, though?
Well, the wharf and the pier.
Okay.